Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Playoff Push podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, not just YouTube anymore. Today, I am joined by the one and only Marcus Craig, my special guest for the day. Giants fan collaborating with a Cowboys fan. So let's see how this goes and talk with the NFC East, and then we'll transition to some basketball in the later half. Marcus, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Jack. It's an honor to be on the second ever episode of your podcast. It's kind of a wonder how we got here. I mean, you're a Giants fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I live not too far away from FedEx Field where the Commanders play. So it seems like you have a theme of just having NFC East fans that live out of market.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You know, I'm a Giants fan that lives next to Philly. You're a Cowboys fan that lives next to DC. It's like, it's kind of a whole thing. And my first guest, Sneaky G, is a Giants fan that lives in Dallas. So I don't know what it is with these, you know, NFC East fans being a fan of a different team when they live right next to one. It's pretty funny to me.
Nah, it honestly is like really crazy just thinking about it.
Totally. But the NFC is going to be nice this year, you know. You got your Cowboys, you got the Birds. The Birds looking scary, and then you got us and Washington in the dumps, still trying to figure out what a rebuild is and how to make it work. But you know, it's going to be a good year for both your squad and the Birds.
I don't know. I feel like Washington's rebuild might be coming along kind of nicely. One thing that I noticed across this offseason is that the whole rest of the NFC East made at least one player acquisition move, and the Cowboys brought in Ezekiel Elliott. I love Ezekiel Elliott. You already know I'm a Cowboys fan, so I've been here since before he got drafted. I got to see him win co-rookie of the year with Dak Prescott. But, I mean, if you think about it, the Commanders, they got a lot of the Cowboys players, Tyre Biotis, to name one, and then, of course, they got Dan Quinn. The Eagles bring across Saquon Barkley from the Eagles, so they shore up the running back spot as they lose DeAndre Swift. And then the Giants, they trade for Brian Burns.
Big move, big move. I met Brian back on the 1st of August. Great, great guy. Stayed around, signed for a ton of the fans. Got a selfie with him, which was pretty cool. But, you know, I went through a ton of training camp this year, and I met a ton of the players. Last day, I got Cager. So it was a really, really great training camp, and I'm really looking forward to this season for, you know, us and the rest of the NFC East.
So how's the team been looking then since you've been at camp?
I talked a lot about it last episode, but I'll touch on some more. Malik Nabers, man, that guy's going to be a menace. Did you see what he did yesterday in the final practice?
I'm not sure if you're talking about what he did on the field, but I have seen plenty
talking
of
about
the
him.
Catches that he's made. I saw that fight with Kirby Joseph.
That's what I was talking about. But yeah, no, he's been snagging touchdowns all over. The main play with him is Daniel Jones is throwing those back shoulder passes towards the end zone, specifically on the right side of the field. He's been doing it a lot, some on the left, but mostly the right. And it's just been fun to see, you know, our first round wide receiver actually look like a good player, cough, cough, Kadarius Toney, and actually be able to, you know, show some signs of decency.
It's a shame because whenever Kadarius Toney was playing against Dallas, I remember he had one game, 10 receptions, 189 yards and a touchdown. And everybody thought that was kind of going to be his breakout game. And then he kind of turns around and hoops the bucket a little bit, gets hurt. But as a football enjoyer, not necessarily as a Dallas fan, it's been good to see the Giants put at least one weapon around Daniel Jones, even though they lost their big one, obviously, in Saquon Barkley. Is this a contract year for Daniel?
I wouldn't say it's so much a contract year as a get rid of the contract year. This is the best team we've built around him pretty by a good margin. Like, this is easily the best O-line, easily the best receiver core. Of course, not the best running back because we don't have Saquon anymore. But if Jones does not perform at an elite caliber this year, I think this is the time when we let him go. Because this wide receiver core, the sky's the limit. Tight end core is super solid. The O-line is still, while probably around league average, is better than anything he's ever had. Especially with Evan Neal hurt. You know, hopefully he's a backup and not a starting O-lineman this year. But I think this is the year where Jones either stays or goes.
So what is an elite level of quarterback player for you?
Like what he did in 2022 when we made it to the playoffs, beat the Vikings, then we got crushed by the Eagles. But I just want him to play at a caliber where I'm like, yes, this is a quarterback I want to pay for. And this is the guy that I think can help, you know, make us make a push eventually. If he doesn't show us signs of that, I don't think he can do it ever.
I'd say number one, that's a good answer because that influences how I think that you think of Dak Prescott, who is somehow one of the most divisive quarterbacks in the league, despite I think I saw a tweet yesterday where he was the runner up in MVP voting 1 year, almost threw for 5,000 yards. He's up for a contract this year. And number two, I'd say as a Giants fan, you haven't had a whole lot of good quarterback play since Eli Manning left.
Oh,
So
totally. I was actually talking to my
maybe.
dad on the way to Syracuse to go tour, and I was like, what if there's a scenario where we get Dak? And he looked at me and laughed. So I don't know if that means like, haha, that's never gonna happen, or haha, that's awful. So I actually like Dak as a quarterback. I think he's a good player. It's just, he his contract isn't even that bad when you look at what quarterbacks are getting now. Jordan Love's the most paid quarterback ever after playing 1 year. So I think if Dak doesn't, re-sign with Dallas, if we can get him and Daniel Jones underperforms, holy cow.
I'm with your dad. I will tell you right now, this is my prediction, and everybody can print this, put it on a shirt, do whatever. Dak Prescott will not be a New York Giant. He will not.
If he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. I really don't care either way. I just think it'd be funny seeing him in the blue. I think it'd be really
Oh,
funny.
yeah. It'd be hilarious. I get a great laugh out of it. But from what
Just
I gained from Dak
seeing Giants
Prescott,
fans with Prescott on the back of the jersey.
From what I gained from Dak Prescott, he sounds like, or he seems like he would want to play for a winner. And no
Oh yeah.
disrespect to you, no disrespect to
Not the
Joe
Giants
Shane or
over the
any of
last
them, but the
decade.
Giants are not whatever Huey Freeman said in the Boondocks. The Giants are not one of those men.
No, they are not, especially not recently. I still have, stuff on my wall from, Victor Cruz, the last time he won anything. But since then, we've just
Oh,
been
man.
getting crushed.
I mean, not all of it was your fault because you were starting a late round Tommy DeVito. Tyrod Taylor got hurt. Excuse me, Tyrod. I know that's what he likes to go by.
Oh,
But
really? I've always been calling him Tyrod.
yeah, I heard it was Tyrod some number of
Wow.
years ago.
The
But
more you know.
Tyrod might honestly be the best quarterback to put on that blue jersey since Eli Manning retired.
If you exclude
Is it ridiculous?
2022, if you exclude 2022 Jones, I don't even doubt that for a second.
I would have to exclude 2022 Daniel
Because
Jones
that
because
was
that's just
Linsanity for
one year.
now. That was Linsanity for now. Until he can prove us
Exactly. That's
otherwise.
like saying that Jeremy Lin is a Hall of Fame level point guard based off
Exactly.
of
He had
a 2 month
that
stretch.
one moment. And then
And
Jones had that 1 year, but he's really not shown us anything otherwise besides the fact that he has a severe fumble problem.
yeah, but real rap though, I hope he gets healthy. I hope the Giants can build a line around him. I know they're kind of starting to with Evan Neal, which I remember you guys talked about in your last episode.
Yeah, we got a lot of good pieces though. Illuminor, he's a good guy, man.
Cowboys have zero good pieces on that offensive line. Well, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Zach Martin,
Yeah, he's the
who
best
might be
right
hanging it
guard in
up
the
after this
league.
year.
He's still old, but like, still.
I think career. More penalties than sacks or something like that, or no,
Yeah, oh,
less,
yeah. No, yeah, I think that.
something like that, something like that.
It was
No, more
some
Pro
weird
Bowls than I
stat
think
that,
penalties. It
yes,
was like
that's what it
that.
was. That's what it was. That was
And
it.
then Tyler Smith, but we let Tyron Smith go, didn't sign anybody to replace him. I
Tyler
think
Smith is good, though. You
outside,
guys easily have the best guards in the league.
yeah, but penalties, it's really the only issue.
But yeah, they can block until, the sun goes up to the sun goes down.
Yeah, but after we lost Tyler Biadasz, our center, I don't really even know who the starter is there anymore. I know we're going to be starting probably Chuma Edoga at left tackle, and I know that you don't know who that is, but I promise you, you're going to find out who that is.
Didn't you
Probably
get
more in the way of
Guyton?
Tyler Guyton, yeah, but he's I think a little bit undersized, and I think the plan was to kind of work him in, probably. I won't say red shirt because this isn't college, but red
Yeah,
shirt
but
him a
like
year.
the equivalent of the NFL, yeah.
Yeah.
But man, this Dallas offense is, Zeke, of course, isn't the guy he once was. We all know that. But, maybe a change of scenery back to where it all started might be able to change some things.
I mean, hopefully it'll be good. I do know that as a Patriot, I think he led the team in receptions
Which
or
was
receiving yards,
hilarious.
one of
No,
those
I
stats.
think you're right. I think you're right.
And then he can still pass protect, and I've always liked him as a short yardage running back, so he'll be good there. But outside of him, we will be relying on Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn. So it'll
Yeah.
be exciting to see what they can do in the preseason, but I'm honestly not getting my hopes up.
You got
What I
Royce
am getting
Freeman
my
too.
dude, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm playing. If Royce Freeman ever gets to hear this podcast, love you as an Oregon Duck, but that was 7 years ago.
It's
But
been a minute.
what I am really excited for though is this defense. I can't wait to see what
Oh,
Mike Zimmer
yeah.
does in his first year with his scheme in there, as opposed to Dan Quinn being here. Mozzie Smith is, I saw that he's getting big again. He's putting on the pounds.
Just putting
Hopefully we'll have another run
Eric
stopper.
Kendricks in the mix. Holy cow, dude.
All right, you remember what I said about Royce Freeman being 7 years ago?
Well, yeah, but Kendricks is better than Freeman.
I mean, yeah,
He's a
he's.
tackle demon. He might not get you like sacks or picks or whatever, but he can tackle the lights out.
And then in the past we had Anthony Barr, so it'll be interesting to see if he, wants to re-sign with Dallas somewhere down the line. I saw a tweet yesterday saying that the odds are -1,000 that Linval Joseph will be a Dallas Cowboy by the end of the season.
Wow. I
Not
mean,
sure how true it is, but
it looks like he's like bouncing around, you know?
looks like he's on his way out. I mean, he's
Yeah, he's just
past
trying to
30.
get anything he can. Wasn't he an
And
Eagle? Or am I
yeah,
tripping?
he was. No, he played for Philly a little bit. He played for Philly. Philly's had some
Yeah.
really interesting D linemen. Linval Joseph, Michael Bennett for a little bit, and Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, no, the Eagles during that run just started looking at 35 and 36-year-old defensive players and just started giving them all contracts, just chucking it
They
at
had
them.
Robert Quinn coming off the edge. I mean,
Yeah,
there's a lot of
yeah.
guys in there.
Oh, yeah.
But last thing that I need to say about the Cowboys, and probably the only thing that I really need to say, I'm going to take it upon myself to speak for Cowboys Nation right here. Nobody thinks that it's our year. Please
Okay.
stop saying that we do, okay? Anybody rational sees that it's not going to be our year. Ezekiel Elliott himself noticed that it wasn't a lot of fans that showed up to training camp. So can we please stop and delete this delusional Cowboys fan narrative, because it's just not true. And a lot of people haven't believed that it would be our year since the 1990s. I'm 16, and every year it's been pain. We have probably as much pain as Giants fans, but it manifests in a different way. Yours manifests by being bad in the offseason. I mean, in the regular season. Cowboys fans' pain manifests
And being
and
bad
turning in
consistently.
absolutely terrible performances in the playoffs. And then there was a year we went 4-12, but that got us Dak Prescott and
Yeah,
Ezekiel
yeah.
Elliott.
And then, you know, the weird thing with the Giants is like those two championships we had from like the late 2000s to the early 2010s were both like one-off years because the year before we were all right, the year after we were all right, but that was that one random year where we made the Super Bowl jump and then went back to sucking. And the Giants just seem to,
But
peak and then just crash immediately after.
I mean, that happens with a lot of teams. I remember Denver made the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl in 2015. That was Peyton Manning's last
Oh,
game.
yeah. And
The
then they
next
didn't
year,
make
they
it
didn't
back
even make the
since.
playoffs. They
Haven't made
actually
it back
haven't been to the
since.
playoffs since then. Haven't found a decent quarterback. You remember Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, Joe
Jeez.
Flacco was there for a little bit. We got a game out of Kendall Hinton.
Now we got the legend, Bo
There was a failed
Nix.
Russell Wilson experience. You got Bo Nix, who's about 28 years old.
28-year-old rookie.
The Panthers made the Super Bowl, and then I think went 10-6 the following year, made the playoffs, and haven't really been back since. Cam Newton's been there twice. Kyle Allen played a game or several.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Heineke before he became a legend with the Washington football team. But I mean, all it takes is 1 year to change your entire franchise. And
Yeah, totally.
after that 1 year, it's kind of just who knows? Because, coaches get hired other places. Adam Gase took a job with the Dolphins after leaving Denver.
Adam
I
Gase
mean,
also skipped his Thanksgiving dinner to make game plans and then proceeded to get blown out. So
See, the least you could have done, Adam, was make it a competitive game because you missed out on some really good mashed potatoes and some really good football.
Jets Adam Gase is like one of the worst experiments in football history. The dude had no idea what he was doing.
But it's one of the funniest because
Oh, it's
Le'Veon Bell, his
hilarious.
tweets are absolutely incredible. If I ever got to meet Le'Veon, I would probably just say the two words Adam Gase and just let him go on like a rampage.
Dude, he would go on at least a 15-minute tirade about how much he hated the dude.
The journalist in me wants to be somewhere where I can hear all the stories about that and just write them down because that is one of the treasures of NFL history.
Speaking of which, how was that conference you attended? I believe in Chicago a few days ago.
Oh yeah, the NABJ conference. So that's the National Association of Black Journalists. For me, it was an incredible experience. I got to network with some great people in the industry, people working at CBS, people in college, Morehouse, Syracuse, places like that. Other journalists, FAMU, got to meet some professors, some newspaper writers. It was a great experience. I got to be in my first ever media scrum. Donald Trump did his event that everybody saw on TV. And no, Jack, I will not be sharing my political opinions on a sports
I
podcast.
don't
I'm
know.
not
I
that
don't want
stupid.
it. Don't worry. Don't worry. No, but
And then in,
you got a first take, right? You got that little photo of you on the show.
yeah. So they filmed First Take Live at one of the ballrooms. I had to doors open at 6:30, but I thought they opened at 6. So I
Oh
got up
boy.
at 5:10, got in the Uber, showed up to the hotel at about 6:06, stood in line, waited there for about an hour, literally walked in probably at 7:07 for doors that were supposed to open 30 minutes prior.
Wow.
Sat down, listened to a great show. They had Chance the Rapper as a guest. They had Caleb
Oh,
Williams. They had
wow.
DJ Moore. Chance told us that it's another album coming out, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's exciting for you as a music fan.
Been waiting for it.
And then afterwards, Stephen A. Smith held a Q&A where he talked a little bit about his life and how he got to where he is in journalism and kind of lesson tips, some information pieces that I plan on taking with me into the future.
Love it. You know, all I want with that Chance album is for it to be better than the Big Day, because that was a disaster of a project.
Chance, I love you for loving your wife. I'm sorry if that still stings, but please, we need some music. The TikTok releases have been really good, and I've
No,
really
that was
enjoyed
those
listening
are
to
nice.
those.
Those are clean.
I've loved those.
I'm just excited for that. But yes, you were a Stephen A. Smith. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Known a Knicks fan, Stephen A. Smith.
Speaking of the Knicks, all right,
Oh boy, here we go.
I actually wrote some stuff about this here.
Look what I got
So
for $3 yesterday. It's a Melo rookie.
wow, that's awesome.
That's
That's
sweet.
awesome right there.
Yeah, but we
How
could
does
talk
it
all about
how,
the Knicks.
let's do it then. How does it feel to have them good again?
Dude, it's the best thing in the world. I've been through so much pain and suffering, especially at the point guard position. But now that we actually have a captain, a guy that we can lean on in Jalen, the king himself, Brunson, who I actually met when he was with Dallas. There's a selfie of me still with braces and Jalen Brunson. And
Oh, I've seen the picture.
it's so funny, dude. But, you know, we've been through so much and we haven't won anything in so long. But just having a team that I feel is at least capable of making it to the Eastern Conference Finals is so exciting to me.
I always say the league is better when the Knicks are good.
You know, hopefully, but I can go point guard for point guard for point guard for point guard since, you know, 2010 when I was like, you know, first getting into it.
I actually kind of want to hear this.
Been a lot. Okay. All right, so, you know, you got Brunson, you got
Yeah.
Derrick Rose, you got Chauncey Billups, you got Raymond Felton. Tony Douglas was there for a minute. Lynn was there.
Nealakina.
Baron Davis was there for a minute. Mike Bibby was there in 2012. Jason Kidd played
Oh
for
yeah,
us
J.
in
Kidd.
2013, I think.
Yeah, he was there with Amar'e Stoudemire.
Yeah, the GOAT, Pablo Prigioni. That was the dude. You know, if you bring that name up to any Knicks fan, they will start losing their minds. Who else did we get?
Brandon
Jose
Ntilikina was there.
Jose
Everybody
Calderon
thought he
was
was gonna be
there.
like that.
Yeah, Jose
Yeah.
Calderon was there.
Dennis Smith Jr.
Shane Larkin.
Oh my God.
Who was 2015?
Alfred Payton was there for a minute.
I think 2015 was Chved.
Alexei Shved.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't sleep on UConn GOAT. Kemba Walker did his big move in the Garden.
Jerry and Grant
Oh my God.
was
Deep
there
cut.
for a minute.
Jarrett Jack, 55.
Yeah, then we got Derrick Rose, and I loved Derrick Rose in the Knicks. I thought he was such a fun guy to watch play. Unfortunately, he was never the same guy he was when he was an MVP. 2017, we had Brandon Jennings, I think.
Tough crowd. That's my guy.
Who else we got? We had Jarrett Jack there for a minute in 2017 or 2018, one of those years. With Ramon Sessions. Ramon Sessions was there too.
I remember Ramon Sessions from being in Washington with the Wizards.
Then we got my least favorite basketball player of all time, Emmanuel Moudet. That guy,
I
if
remember
I hate that guy so much.
Emmanuel, he doesn't speak for me. I don't have nothing against you. You were cool in 2K with the Nuggets in 27 in 2K17. So you are good in my book.
Because it was at the point where he was playing for us that I realized that we never had a good point guard, and like I started to take it out on him. But then we had Trey Burks, another awful guy. I watched him for several years, and I still don't know how to pronounce his name. Frank Ntilikina or something like that.
Yeah, Frank
How do you
Ntilikina. I remember he got
Ntilikina
drafted.
that?
Everybody was like, Frankie
Yeah,
smokes.
I don't even know how
Frankie
to
was out there
pronounce him.
smoking fr
I always just called
Frankie
him
was out there
Frank.
smoking threes.
Yeah, I always just called him Frank.
Frank the Tank, because y'all wasn't winning with him.
Yeah, then we got Dennis Smith. We got Peyton in there, and then after that, we got the king himself. We got Jalen Brunson, and then
Hey,
now we have
it's one name you didn't mention.
who? Who did I miss?
Ryan Arcidiacono.
Right. We did have Archie for a minute. He's like the only guy from that Nova squad that's not currently on our team.
As a Philly man, how does it feel to have the Nova Knicks? It's like a crossover of your two favorite
Most
teams, right?
fun thing ever. I didn't grow up a Nova fan because like my parents, didn't go there. But of course, I watched the games because all my friends were, and it was all I saw the game winner, from Jenkins. I actually met Jenkins earlier in life, and it was just so fun watching those Nova teams. And then here I am, fully into New York sports, seeing them come back to New York. Brunson, Hart, Bridges, so fun to watch. I got my English teacher to become a Knicks fan. I was like, "How do you feel about the Nova Knicks?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm really beginning to like the Knicks now." And I'm like, "Yeah, how about you hop on the bandwagon?" So we
Look
got,
at you out here being an ambassador for the team.
yeah, got my English teacher on the Nova Knicks bandwagon. But we looking good for this year. It's like the Kendrick show. It's like Nova Knicks and OG. That should be like
It's
the
like,
title of it.
I mean, it kind of makes you wonder if Julius Randle still has a place in this team, though. I say that the Knicks kind of have to trade him.
I think he still has a spot if we want him to. I mean, he's a very, very good forward, and I think we can, bench DiVincenzo or Hart if need be. But I think everyone has a spot on this team. Everyone has something to offer, and our depth is looking nice. Have you seen Tyler Kolek?
This is bad journalism, but I've never once heard of
He was
Tyler
the point
Kolek.
guard we took out of Marquette in this draft.
I'm
Great,
sorry.
great,
I
great,
think
great ball player.
I was in Memphis at an event during the NBA draft, so I wasn't able to actually
Yeah,
see it.
no. Tyler Kolek, he's a menace. He was performing better than our first rounder. I still don't understand our first round pick. DA is not going to be anything. He's just going to be a painfully mediocre to bad player. And that's just how it is. But Tyler Kolek, he's a 6'2 guard that we got out of Marquette, and he's looking to be an absolute menace as a backup point if, Brunson's tired or whatever.
I mean, you can't really get mad at the first round pick because this wasn't that great of a draft. Alex
Yeah.
Saar was supposed to be the best player
And here he
during
is
Summer League. He was
doing
not.
zero.
Bob Carrington, though, for the Wizards has been a very nice development, and I've enjoyed watching him play the game. It kind of reminds me of like J.R. Smith, Jordan Clarkson a little bit.
I think Dillingham's
Kind of
going to be a
just,
menace.
oh yeah, that boy Rob.
He's going to be tough.
I am a that boy nice watcher and that boy nice.
Yeah,
That
he's a good ball player.
boy.
I think, over the years he could
Yes.
develop into a really, really solid player. Maybe even on a championship winning team. I could see him making a couple All-Star games.
Oh
He's a good ball
yeah.
player. He's a good ball player.
I think he has a sixth man of the year in his future.
Oh, totally, totally. And I could even see Tyler Kolek getting that closer down the road. He just has to, improve his game. But the potential's there. Potential's definitely there.
But
But this was overall a very, very rough draft for the league overall.
I mean, I think of it like this. There might be a lot of NBA players in this draft, you know what I mean? Guys that
But not many good NBA players.
I won't even say that because if you think about it, Courtney Lee was a good NBA player. He hung around the league a long time. He
That's
was a
fair.
star in his role. He could come off the bench and shoot, but he wasn't flashy or anything, and he didn't carry a lot of name value. If I walk out on the streets right now and say, "Hey, what do you think of Courtney Lee?" Everybody's going to be like, "Who is Courtney Lee? I've never heard of that person in my
Yeah.
entire life." But real ball watchers know, and Jack, you strike me as a real ball watcher. A real ball watcher. Pause. Courtney Lee was a good dude to have around.
Oh yeah.
Zachary Risache might not turn out to be Victor Wembanyama or even Ben Simmons in his few good years as Zion Williamson, but he might still be a productive NBA player.
Oh yeah.
Alex Saar might not turn into the French Revolution. And speaking of France, those guys are going to be a really good Olympic team for a really long time.
Oh yeah. They're starting to load up like once Wemby hit the playing field, it was like, oh wait, these guys are for real.
They didn't even have to start Rudy, and they still went out there and beat Canada.
Oh yeah. And I thought Canada was going to be second place heading into this, and then I see them go down and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
I found out something, somebody fact-checked me, and I might be wrong. But I found out something along the lines of Canada hasn't medaled in an Olympic basketball tournament since the 1930s.
That's
And I
ridiculous.
was
I'm not going to check that, but that's
terribly underwhelmed.
ridiculous.
Terribly underwhelmed because you would think that they're a good mob.
How
Jamal
can you
Murray seemed
have
like he'd be a
Shea
good
and not
player
Pop?
because you have Jamal Murray.
That's fair. That's a very fair statement, actually.
Olympic Jamal, I was watching the game yesterday versus France. I don't think I saw Jamal Murray make a shot the entire time. I did, however, see Evan Fournier make a lot of shots, including
Jamal
a
Murray
half-court
still has
shot.
champ. Jamal Murray has a championship, though.
Nikola Jokic has a championship.
Yeah, he has a championship. No one else does. It was all him.
That's a little bit too much to Jamal Murray, and I probably need to cool down a little bit.
Yeah. Dude, no, but like, this Olympics are ridiculous when it comes to basketball.
What always strikes me is that there are some NBA players that kind of sit around on the bench or don't seem like they're that productive, but when those Olympics come around, they turn into one of the best players in the world.
Oh,
Evan
yeah.
Fournier, like we talked about, Dennis Schroeder playing for Germany, Luis Scola playing for Argentina, Patty Mills comes off, starts for the Australian Boomers, and just turns into like Steph Curry with dreads and an accent.
Because it's not
I
like they have a
mean,
ton of players ahead of them. When they come into this Olympics, they are one of the premier players on the team. They've played in the league, they know what it's like. So being able to be like, a star on a team where you're normally a backup could definitely like affect your playing to improve your game.
even Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, he was playing, I think, for
Oh, yeah.
either an African team or a Caribbean team, and he was out there looking like Kobe Bryant.
Olympics, they have like a tracker in the ball that goes right into the
It's insane. I love the FIBA game. I like how it goes away from flopping. Joel Embiid, looking at you. We'll talk about that
net.
later. I love how there's more ball movement, more players cutting. It's more of a beautiful game, kind of a European style of basketball. You see that a little bit in EuroLeague, which actually has some good players. I think his name is Andreas Obst for Germany, sniper.
Really?
I was seeing some clips like, why is that dude not in the league? Or I was seeing some takes like that on the internet. And then
Yeah.
Marcelo Huertas, I was watching the game with my dad. I was like, Dad, that little 41-year-old dude right there has not played in the game since Kobe Bryant retired from the league. And yet he's out there beating
Just
the
splashing.
USA just by mid-range jump shots off the pick and roll.
Basketball is one of those games, though. Like, LeBron is just defying what it means to age. Just still performing,
That
performing, performing in his 40s.
dog, he's 39. I saw a tweet when I woke up. It said, LeBron James declining into the best point guard on the floor was not in my bingo card. And
Like,
whoever made that tweet is exactly right.
I could see LeBron legitimately staying as maybe a top 50 player when he's 45 if he wanted to.
LeBron don't want to do that.
He doesn't want to, but I think physically he could.
Could and should are not always the same thing because he could do a lot of things. I could go out right now as soon as we finish this episode and go run a 400-meter dash and probably run like a 103, but I shouldn't because I'll be feeling terrible for the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah,
And
I would
I don't want that.
triple that time. I'm the worst runner in the world if you don't remember.
I don't.
No, I am
It's probably
awful
better
at
that I
running.
don't.
No, yeah. Back when I, did crew for my school, we used to do the mile run, and everyone else would finish, and I would still be just about finishing the third lap, and I would still have a whole nother one to go.
Wow. But 400 meters is only one lap around, so you could probably make that
Yeah,
and not.
we got a 100 meter track, I think.
Now, you probably have a 400-meter track
Do
because
we?
100 meters is just one straightaway.
Okay,
400
no, so
meters
it probably
is an
is then,
entire
yeah.
track.
Yeah, so we do that a lot. And I suck at it.
But
I'm really bad.
happens to the best of us. That's why I don't run anymore. But
Man.
back on this Olympic tip,
Oh yeah.
LeBron James already something special. Tape him up with Steph Curry. I mean, what goes through other countries' heads when they have to play the USA? I told my dad, I said, Dad, I want to know, and also Jack, I want to know, what does the opposing coach say before the game to his team as they're preparing to play Team USA? What does he say at halftime when they're down 15? And what does he say after the game when they've just lost by 26?
We fought hard. It was a good game. We'll win the next one.
Oh, but this was the semifinals, so Brazil won't be playing any more basketball games now, will
Oh,
they?
yeah. Wah, wah. No, that was so
I
funny.
imagine something like, well, guys, it's been real, it's been fun, but tonight was not real fun.
Tonight was not our night, everybody. Now go home.
For the USA, it was definitely their night. Kevin Durant, all-time U.S. Olympic leading scorer now, men's and women's, overtaking the great Lisa Leslie. What's your take?
I mean, KD, he's one of those guys. He's always been such a prolific scorer. He just finds a way to put points on the board. And the Olympics is no different, especially when he gets to play third world countries. And he just goes
Wow,
out.
wow, wow. We need to take a time out. Wow. My fault. I had to stop you right there because, I mean, yeah, but wow.
I think if you were to put the US out on a 3v5 against Costa Rica, I think we would win. Like
Who's
you
going to play in that three?
like LeBron, KD, and Curry. If you were to put those three out against the Costa Rica five, I think we'd win.
I don't know. I might like Anthony Davis over Kevin Durant in that scenario.
Maybe, yeah,
Just so you could have a
just for
little bit
the
of rim protection.
defensive presence. Yeah, defensive presence. I can see it.
You think that's what Steve Kerr thinks when he's deciding the rotations? I know Tyrese Haliburton finally got run only because we were up 30 on Brazil.
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
Tatum didn't play a game. Yesterday, Joel Embiid barely actually played in the second half after coming out on fire and the best game that I've seen him play in any of the American games, including the group stage.
I don't think there's any player that I've ever gone from loving to hating more than Haliburton. Just because I
What's wrong
loved
with?
him when he was, with Sacramento and whatever. Then, and I loved him when he was, starting out with the Pacers. But then that playoff series where they beat us, I've never been annoyed so much by a player than Haliburton during that series. Andrew
I mean,
Nembhard, too.
when people are good, they talk. part of the game. For me, it's what
Crazy.
makes the game fun.
No,
You're
yeah.
lucky you've never played me in basketball because I would beat you in talk.
Oh, really?
Why do you think I'm on this
Okay.
podcast with you right now? Because I don't like shutting up.
Okay. All right. If anything, if 305 ever gets back together, let's run it.
Hey, shout out to 305, man. Finn Summer, Gianni Campagnello, all the men, bro. We got running back in fantasy football this year because I still need my championship.
I'm still so sorry about that. It still feels so bad.
Hey, don't even trip, man. Don't even worry about it.
That was the most ridiculous title of all time.
Because the biggest thing is that DeMar Hamlin is alive and he's okay and he's doing what he loves again.
Thank
And it's
God.
no amount of fantasy points that don't matter in the grand scheme of things that matter as much as another man's life.
Course, of course. Man, that was wild though. I was at, who do you have? You still had Allen and Chase to go, right?
I had Josh Allen. I had Ja'Marr Chase. I might have, wait, no, it wasn't Ja'Marr Chase. I
Was
had
it?
Josh Allen. I had T. Higgins.
Yeah, it was
And
T.
I might have had Joe Mixon. I might have had Joe Mixon because I seem to always draft him.
Wow. Maybe you'll get it this year. We'll see who drafts the best, see who keeps the team. But we're ready
I
for
know
this
who
year.
won't be getting a championship this year. You know who won't be getting a championship this year? Paul George and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wow, what a
Yeah.
shot. What a shot. I love it. I love it. I would rather the Knicks get it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep hoping.
We can pray. We can pray.
Yeah,
All
the
right.
championship. I love you, Jack, but the championship won't be coming out the Atlantic Division.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's nothing personal.
Oh
And for the
yeah.
76ers, it's nothing personal either. I just think that Paul George is not going to be that big of a needle mover for the Sixers. If they couldn't do it with James Harden, they're not going to do it with Paul.
So the Sixers, but what are we feeling about them? How are we feeling about the Philadelphia Sixers, my hometown squad that I do not like?
I like the 76ers offseason. I do not think it will result in a championship. Reason being, they couldn't win one with James Harden when they had Tobias Harris, who's actually not a terrible NBA player. Don't shoot me, guys. Tyrese Maxey has come a little bit farther as a point guard and as a team leader, so that's been great to see. Shoulders and got real wide on everybody.
I don't love the Sixers at all. I'm a Knicks guy, but I do love Maxey. I love him as a player. I think he's incredible. And his I don't like using this word much, but his aura is ridiculous.
It's crazy because now I have to separate Tyrese Maxey from Emmanuel quickly. Because to me, they were a similar person for a really long time.
Man, I love Quick. I still wish him the best. I will always love Quickly.
Oh, yeah. But
We had to get OG to help the team, but man, I will always love Quick.
I mean, Eastern Finals off of it. I'd say that is something to trade Emmanuel quickly for.
Yeah,
Just saying.
if the Raptors make the Eastern Conference Finals with Quickly and we don't, I will lose my mind. 'Cause their
That's not
team's
happening. Don't worry.
I know. But Scottie Barnes could, turn into Kobe, I guess, technically.
Scotty Barnes can't turn into Kobe. He's too unserious.
He's not a real guy, by the way.
That was it the Rising Stars Challenge?
Oh
Yeah,
no, yeah, it was
or the
one of those,
Skills
yeah.
Challenge.
Yeah, and he
It's the
just
Skills Challenge. Man, it's so unserious. I watched it with my dad, and my dad asked me some questions. But Paul George, I mean, to me, he's kind of just a glorified number three now. He can
yeah,
still be a
totally.
complimentary piece on a team, but he couldn't do it in Los Angeles with Kawhi Leonard as number two, which is his own can of worms because Kawhi has kind of issues staying healthy. But when he's on the floor, he's still really good. Great, even.
Yeah.
And then Joel Embiid, whenever he gets the ball, the game slows down for the offense. It gets easier to defend the offense because players stop moving. The ball obviously doesn't dance around the floor anymore. Kind of gets into his jab series, then it's free throws, or it's a miss fade away, bump fade. kind of don't really see Joel Embiid, being the dominant center that he should be. Because I've said
Yeah.
this for a long time, and I'll keep saying this. He is the closest thing we have to a mix of Shaq and Hakeem Olajuwon if he wants to be, but he would rather be like Kristaps Porzingis. And I
I don't
love
even doubt
KP.
that. I don't even doubt that.
I love KP. I'm from the DMV, so I'm from Maryland. So I see a whole bunch of Wizards games. So I've seen Kristaps Porzingis. I have pretty fond memories of him being here, even though the Wizards were terrible. But if you have the potential to be the best center to ever play the game of basketball and you choose to be a 7-foot shooting guard, you're kind of doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's so
That's
annoying.
the
Like,
opinion of somebody who's 5'10 on a good day.
it's so annoying with the majority of, the 305 guys being Boston fans because they get to flex, the Sox in 2018 and the Celtics this past year and the Patriots winning 90 million championships. And I'm sitting here like, yeah, Giants won once. That's about it.
No, I feel,
It's
yeah.
awful,
Cowboys won a
dude.
few times. Cowboys won a few times. 29 years ago being the most recent.
Yeah, I wasn't even a thought yet the last time Dallas won.
My parents weren't even thinking about having kids.
Now I'm sitting here waiting for a title. It's crazy though, because with them being like, yes, the Celtics won, it's like, my dude, you've experienced at least five championships. Let us have one,
In
please.
10 years, like, will y'all please let everybody else have a turn?
Share some
That's all I want.
championships, please.
Can the Wizards just win 50 games? If they do that, I'll be parading around the streets of downtown Washington, D.C. like a maniac.
Not while Jordan Poole's performing like he is on that contract.
Dog, the Wizards haven't won 50 games in 50 years. You know who was on the Wizards the last time they won 50 games? Wes Unseld. They were the Bullets.
Wow. Yeah, that was before the name change. Holy cow.
Michael Jordan was in high school. Michael Jordan had probably just been cut from his freshman team.
The Wizards are like so historically bad.
Bo Nix and Michael Penix were only 2 and 3 years old last time the Wizards won 50 games. Duke Dennis was about 27.
Dude, no, I'm not even gonna lie. Did you watch the AMP freestyle?
I watched a reaction.
Dude,
Usually whenever they drop a video, I watch reactions.
Duke was literally mini future on that.
Duke could rap if he wanted to,
He
like have a
could.
real career.
Phantom was tough too. And we all know what Davis did.
No, but shout out, if you're good Philly man, Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah. Seeing him come out of nowhere, I was like, wait a minute, what is happening here? No, yeah, Kevin
I
Hart's a
mean, that
legend.
was pure jokes.
That was fun though, and then Agent started doing his best TJX6 impression.
Agent wasn't actually too bad. And then Chris
there
Nesdour was
were
real
there were
decent
some
too.
questionable lines in Agent's cipher.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, it's Agent Zero. Agent Zero is the Scotty Barnes of AMP.
That's the one. That's the line. That's the line. That's
Is it
it.
ridiculous to say that?
No, I think you're right, but I think that might be the first time that's ever been said in human history.
Last time too.
That's crazy. Dude.
But I mean, Canada, so Raptors obviously,
Oh,
they're both
yeah.
unserious. They're both good at their jobs. Both basketball background. Agent came up playing 2K,
Oh, yeah.
and then eventually he stopped playing 2K. Sad day in the history. The dot still needs you, Agent. Come back, bro.
Man, no, but what those, I feel like prime COVID was watching like the Madden and 2K guys just on end.
Dude, somebody bought me 2K20. So I was playing that like all through COVID. I was out there, I think I won about four or five championships on the Lakers. It was me,
Yeah,
Bron, it
dude.
was me, LeBron, and AD.
Yeah, nothing was better than peak COVID playing Madden 19 during class. That
Oh
was
no,
as
Madden
good as life
19.
got.
I don't know what life you're talking about because Madden 19 is the only game I've ever broken. No, that's not true. It's the first game I ever broke a controller over.
Dude, no, that was so fun. No, because I only play Mutt, and I pulled 99 Moss, and I was just mossing everybody with him. It was so great. That 99 Moss card was ridiculous. There's this
I
video.
played.
There's videos back when my
Go
voice was high pitched of me going, "Go, Randy! Go, Randy! Yeah,
ahead.
Randy!" I'll send you one of them after. It's so funny.
Have you seen that dude on TikTok? He plays the NCAA game, and I think he's on Kennesaw State as a quarterback. So he'll throw it up to this dude. I think his last name is Moss, and he's like, his daddy was Randy.
What?
It's hilarious. You got to find it on TikTok.
I gotta.
But do you have any impressions of the NCAA game as a viewer or as a player? I don't know if you've gotten to
I
play it.
haven't played it, but I've seen a lot of things. Definitely the kicking meter I've seen is really crazy.
That kicking meter is something serious. If you're kicking the ball over 35 yards, you're probably not going to make
Yeah,
it.
I've
That's a
never
fact of the matter.
seen that. Like, I've never seen someone struggle with kicking as much as I've seen, my friends. Because they can drain field goals from like, 55 in Madden, but as soon as it gets to NCAA, they start kicking it into the stands for the students to take back to their dorms. Like it looks so much easier, but it's probably so much more difficult based on how
It's not easy at all.
it looks
Actually,
like
it's
it
really
would
hard.
be, but
And I'll explain why it's really hard, because I've been playing the game since probably the week after it came, or no. I think I bought it the Friday it came out to the general public.
oh, wow.
The reason it's so hard is because, so the meter moves. The meter moves side to side. You got to time it up. If you land it in the green zone, then you're going to kick an accurate kick. And then you have the power. But if you fill it up with too much power, if you put too much power in the meter, the meter's gonna go red, and then you're gonna have a wild kick because it's like
Yeah,
overkicking the
it's like
ball, if
you
that makes
overkick it
sense.
and like your body spins around and
And then the farther you go from the field goal post, it gets harder. Simulate real life it being harder. And then these are college kids, they get nervous. So in a big game where the crowd is going crazy,
like the Ohio State kid a couple of years ago against Georgia. You remember that?
I remember that so well because I remember not watching it, and I remember hearing about it and seeing all the clips on Twitter
As soon as
because
New Year's hit, he misses the
I
kick.
was downstairs eating dinner with my family. They decide they want to watch a movie, and I'm like, no, I don't want to watch this movie. The college football playoff is on right now. No, Marcus, we're watching a movie. Come back upstairs. Oh, no, I had asked Alexa. I said, Alexa, what's the score of the game? My dad looked at me like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, I'm serious. I come back upstairs and I see he missed the kick wide as it struck 12. And I'm like, and yet I was downstairs watching a movie that I didn't want to see.
That's crazy. No, but I remember waking up. No, I checked my phone and I see it happened. And I wake up and I'm like, is this real life? Like, Ohio State's out? Because, I grew up a Penn State fan. So watching Ohio State get booted that way was the funniest thing ever. I saw it happen, went to bed super happy, and then woke up even happier.
Penn State is the only team that I've never beaten in the new college football game.
Really?
I beat somebody who was using Alabama, and I was using UCF.
Does Drew Aller just have your number?
I don't know what it is, but it kind of feels like it.
Wow. I mean,
I
that's a
was using
flex.
Georgia. You're welcome. And then I was using Arizona, so I was trying to get to, all the reverses, because the new college football game has a lot of reverses and some cool motions and plays like that and some screens and unbalanced formations. Trying to get to that. And nope, sack. Nope, interception. Nope, touchdown, other side. I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. I think I quit, and I think I played MLB.
Yeah, that's so real. Man, we got a couple one more NBA topic, one more big NBA topic. Free agency. How are we feeling about
All
those
right.
big moves? How are we feeling about Klay going to Dallas?
All right. Stay with me here. I think Klay going to Dallas is like Dwayne Wade going to Chicago.
Wow. You don't think he'll do anything?
I think
I
even if
think
he does do anything, it's not going to matter.
doesn't matter. He went 0 for 10 in an elimination game. No one cares anymore.
Yep, you go 0 for 10 in an elimination game, and you're supposed to be game six Clay, which is usually an elimination game. I don't know Clay, but I mean, obviously Clay is not from Dallas, so I mean
Oh, yeah.
it won't be D Wade going to the Bulls in that sense, but I mean, it'll be something that people look back on in the course of NBA history, and they will try to forget it. They
The
will try to
amount of
remember
times I've
Klay
seen
Thompson
that,
as a warrior.
the amount of times I've seen that Klay Thompson went 0 for 10 in an elimination game comment on Instagram is absolutely ridiculous. It'll be on like a post about like Playboy Cardi, and I'll still see it in the comment section. It's like, thank you, random commenter, for reminding me.
And the way I even found out about that happening is one of my friends said it like as a joke, and I looked it up and I was like, wait, he actually did go 0 for 10.
No, it's crazy. Because now it's like more of like a joke than it is an actual statistic. It's just
But
like
Klay Thompson.
people will bring it up out of nowhere and you'll just be like, oh, wow, okay.
Like, all right, see what we're talking about here.
A big move, though. DeRozan to the Kings.
Devo,
That's big. That's a big move.
how do you feel about it?
If the Kings have a shot, it's now. I think that was such a huge move for them. Now their roster actually has a chance to get back after, kind of maybe a disappointing year last year. But, I think that's huge for Sacramento.
I know that the Kings are kind of like an off and on team. Like they will take a year off and then they will take a year on. So this year I will probably be a Kings fan again. We're gonna be lighting some beams out there.
No, like looking at this roster, it's really solid. De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Herter, DeRozan, Domantas Sabonis, Malik
Malik
Monk,
Monk.
Jalen McDaniels. This is a good team.
It's a good team, and I hope, at least I won't say I expect, because I know to expect the unexpected out of the NBA, where anything can happen. But I hope that the Kings go far. I want to see them go far. I've been rooting for the Kings for a good little minute now, ever since I started to see them turning it around. DeMar is going to be a good piece for them, some veteran leadership for otherwise a pretty young team, some clutch shot making when you need it. Mid-range assassin still can still go out and get you 25 and 6 a night. But they kind of have a lot of guard and wing depth now.
Oh yeah.
Not so much on the bigs.
But this NBA season I think will be fun. There's so many teams now that I think have potential to make a run. You got Boston, you got New York, you got Philly, you got even I still say Miami. And then you got, Sacramento, OKC,
Even then,
Minnesota.
how many real contenders do you have in there? I would say
I think
Boston
they
because they just won it.
I think Boston, I think New York, I think OKC, Minnesota, and eight, I think maybe even Philly. But I think my matchup that I would love to see would be Knicks Thunder. That would be my
I'd love
dream
to see.
matchup. I would kill for that matchup.
I don't really care who comes out the East, but I have my prediction that it will be Boston again because they kind of seem like the best team out there. The
So
metal was
annoying,
tested,
man.
obviously.
I
They
want
won it. They
a
won a
NBA
championship.
title.
They won a championship. They didn't lose any of their players. Everybody's coming back. The coach is coming back. He's not in controversy. There's no up top movement, whether that be Danny Ainge going to Utah. And Danny Ainge just gave Lauri Markkanen, I think, 5 years, $232 million this morning.
Marcus, can I tell you something fun?
The what?
In my room, on my dresser over there, I have a glass box that contains a piece of the court of Madison Square Garden the last time the Knicks won the championship. I want that to be outdated this year.
Does that wood have any dust on
Can we make it
it?
outdated, please? No, it's super cool. It's just like I would rather that, not be the last time we won a title and actually be
Oh
able to
yeah,
collect
I totally
one,
get it.
please.
Oh, you want to talk about cool things? I saw where the medals at the Olympics this year have pieces of the Eiffel Tower in
No,
them.
yeah. No, I was making jokes with my extended family when they were over. I was like, imagine they take so much out of the Eiffel Tower that it just falls.
I mean, it's already done now, but that would have been hilarious if the
No, it would have
tower
been
would
so
just
funny.
fall.
Like they take it all out of like, one of the legs and then it just starts tilting and they're like, uh-oh.
For any of my French people out there, I'm not wishing bad on the Eiffel Tower. I'm not wishing bad on France, on Paris.
It would be pretty
Paris
funny
est
though.
magique. It's about the only three French words I know right there.
I know nothing other than like bonjour. That's it. It's
The
about
only reason
all I'll
I
give
even know
you.
that is because when I play FIFA and ever and if I ever use Paris Saint-Germain, I see Paris est magique, like on the back wall.
Is that like the slogan?
Yes, Paris is magic.
Oh, that's sure sounds like
That's
it.
literally it.
Sure sounds like it. Man, but dude, we're in for some good sports this upcoming year, man. NBA, NFL. And in the next episode, you don't know this yet, but next episode will be a purely MLB, MILB episode with the one and only Mike Marcantonini.
My boy, Big
So
Mike.
we got a big three to lead off this podcast. We've touched on some good topics today, man. All around the NFC East, all around the NBA.
I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you so much for having me. Honored to be in a long line of guests coming after your boy from the Giants,
Oh,
coming ahead
yeah.
of Mike. I'm just excited to see where this thing goes for you, and I'm happy to have another podcast come out the 305.
Oh, yeah. Great having you, man. I really appreciate it. You're always welcome to come on. If you ever want to run it back, just hit me up and we'll get it working.
Much love, Jack, and you're always welcome to come on Stack in the Box with Marcus Craig.
You got to get that
Talk a little
back,
bit
man.
more about the league.
I've been waiting for it.
Yeah, that's on me, but I have a little bit more free time now, so we'll see what I can do.
Let's see. Let's see. All right, man. Pleasure having you on. And thank you all for tuning in to the second episode of the Playoff Push Podcast. We will be back for the next episode next Saturday with Aberdeen Ironbirds broadcaster Michael Marcantonini. And I will see you then. Have a good night, everybody.